Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends, Wednesday, June the 27th. Our two topics, Voluntary Action Center and the Columbia Art League. Now let's start first of all with Ron Schmidt, Voluntary Action Center. You guys have been working pretty hard this summer so far, haven't you?
Oh, every season's a different season for us, and we're working hard this summer, definitely.
Yeah, so what's going on in summertime?
Well, we're an interesting place. The seasons determine what we do, and right now we're working on a summer fan program, an air conditioner exchange program. We have a Christmas and July fundraiser and an event where we feed people, homeless persons and low-income families, and Santa makes a visit also, and that's July 12th. And then we'll have school supplies at the end of the summer.
Okay, so Christmas in July is just a couple of weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
How does this work?
Well, it's really a multifaceted program. First, it's a dinner. We serve chicken dinner, all the fixings, a Christmas dinner basically for about 300-400 low-income persons at Missouri United Methodist Church. And Kilgore's Medical Pharmacy is our presenting sponsor on that, so we appreciate that. But in addition to that, Santa comes. But it's also a fundraiser for us where it's a raffle program where people buy raffle tickets to win great prizes. So it's a fundraiser and it's a community event.
And then you also have the fan club. And this is where you're asking people to donate fans so that you can provide fans for folks who have no other cooling facility.
Right. Exactly. We will take new fans, used fans, or monetary donations to buy new fans.
But you're looking for the box fans, right?
I tell you what, we'll take any fan. That's what we buy when we get donations. But if someone's got a small table oscillating fan, we'll take that too.
And what's the air conditioner exchange program?
Well, that's a new program that we're working with this year with the City of Columbia and Boone Electric, where if somebody brings us an inefficient, old, it doesn't even have to work, window air conditioner unit, we can give them a brand new, more energy efficient one.
How is that? How are you doing
that? Well, the City and Boone Electric, it's a program through them, and we're the distribution site. And what they're trying to do is take inefficient units off the grid. So
you don't have to be low income for this.
Well, you do. You have to be 200% or lower of the federal poverty level. But that's a lot of people fit in that category.
So if you have an old air conditioner, even if it doesn't work, now how do you consider an air conditioner inefficient?
Well, it will take just about anything. If someone gives us an old one, we'll give them a new energy efficient one.
Okay, and there's no charge to this?
Nope, not at all.
If people want more information on this, how can they find out?
They just call 874-2273.
874-2273. And if folks want to help out with the Voluntary Action Center, that would be the same number to call.
Definitely.
Or the website?
It's www.vacmo.org.
Okay. Ron, thank you so much for
coming by. Thank you.
And continued success with what you're doing. Voluntary Action Center. You're always looking for volunteers too, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And a big help in our community. Now we turn to a lady who seems a little more relaxed than the last time you were on, Diana Moxon, Columbia Art League. Last time you were on, it was just a day before the Art in the Park.
The gigantic Art in the Park. It was
the
so
gigantic.
Huge this year.
I read in the paper that you had more people come that first day of Art in the Park than you had both days last year.
It certainly seemed that way. We were absolutely packed on a Saturday.
You could barely get down the sidewalk. What do you attribute that to?
Well, it was perfect weather. That was that helped, and we had a great selection of artists, and we'd done lots of great marketing and talking to people via radio and saying come along and support the event and how important it was. And so, really, I would like to say thank you to everybody who not only volunteered. We had almost 230 volunteers that came out to help us make Art in the Park happen, but everybody that came along and shopped, because that was wonderful. People were buying art, and the artists were happy, and they were saying great things about Columbia and about our wonderful volunteers and what a great community we are and how much they They love coming to Columbia. So thank you to everybody that helped make that happen, because it really is a team effort. It's a community effort. And,
yes.
and everybody really came out and made it a great event this year. So thank you.
That's very nice of you to say that. But, you know, also I think credit needs to be given where credit is due. You are so into this program. You live, eat,
yes.
and breathe this program. So you gave not 100%, but 500% of your
tears.
Energy to make Art in the Park a success. So I think, and obviously you couldn't do it without the volunteers.
No.
You couldn't do it without the people who participate in it. And you couldn't do it without the folks in the community who come out and support it. But you deserve a great deal of applause for this, too, because
it's true.
Because you care so much about the program, and you were out promoting it day and night.
I am. Yeah, and I do care. It is fabulous. And it was such a joy. Sometimes in the middle of Art in the Park, I'll just stand still for a minute. The radio's not going and my phone's not going. And I'll look around and I think, wow. I mean, we made all this happen. I mean, there was nothing here. It was an empty field. And now look at it. It's just swarming with people. And it's a little village there. It's another little city has grown up. And there's all these kids making art and lots of fun things going on and a stage happening. And it is really amazing to stand there and think, you know, we pulled this all together. Mm-hmm. We made this happen. So, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, and the weather cooperated just beautifully.
It really did. This year was an amazing year. Perfect weather. Not too hot. Didn't rain, just perfect.
Okay, so what have you got coming up now?
Well, hot on the back of Art in the Park, we have the next
what?
Hot on the back.
Oh, hot on the back. See, I couldn't understand her a while ago.
Back.
She said something to me, and she said, well, she was very sarcastic. well, yeah, unless you speak English, you're not going to be able to understand me. I still love you, Diana.
Oh, we jest, don't we, Paul?
Okay, go ahead.
So, yes, we have the Members Summer Open coming up. So it's the summer show. It's only open to members of the Columbia Art League. There is no theme to the show. They can enter one work, whatever they want. And that has just opened yesterday. But tomorrow evening on Thursday is the opening reception. It's from 6 till 8 p.m.
June 28th,
correct.
Thursday.
Tomorrow night, yes.
At what time is it?
6 till 8 at the Columbia Art League. And you can come down and see the new show. It's free. Doesn't cost anything to come in. And see all the new works by the
members. And how long will that be running?
It'll run through August the 25th, so it's up for 2 months. It goes all the way through the summer.
Okay.
So there's
and then you have big things coming up in the fall, too?
We do. We have a great show in the fall called House of Cards. It's a repeat of a show we did two years ago where every work on the wall will be representative of a card and a playing deck.
Okay.
So that'll be a fun show.
Well, Diana Moxon, thank you so much. And again, congratulations on the success of Art in the Park.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay, we're out of time for today. Byron Scott will be with us tomorrow talking about a brand new book he wrote about the Maplewood Barn Theaters called Barney's. All right. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you have any suggestions, something you'd like to hear, see on the air, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Have yourself a good evening, a good rest of the day. Bye-bye.